Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
So in the last 14 months, I've spent 13 months entirely, utterly on the road. From the East Coast to the West Coast, all the way down to the Texas-Mexican border, and then all the way to California, the Pacific Northwest, I have been absolutely every place chasing down leads that subscribers have sent me over the last year or so on Bigfoot encounters, Sasquatch experiences, things of that nature, things that go bump in the night. And I have gone to some pretty amazing places to try to get this, any evidence I possibly can, on film. And what occurred was, while I was camping up in Willow Springs, I got a call that a Bigfoot was literally harassing a group of Native Americans in Northern California, right on the ridge of the Redwood Forest. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm already in that neighborhood, so why not head down there? And hopefully some of these people will talk to me on film. Now, at this point, I had already been on the road for 10 months solid, and I was getting tired and thinking about heading home. But, unfortunately, the place that I picked to camp up in Northern California, I found myself completely surrounded. My campground was surrounded by a wildfire that helicopters had to literally come put out. There was one way in, one way out, and fire was all around me. It was a trip. I had never seen anything like this, so check this out. This is where I'm camping, and there's the fire, right there. Right there. Oh yeah, Skyhook. I mean, you can't really get any closer unless you're in it. But they knocked it down, looks like. So that was an absolute trip to me, because I've driven through wildfires where I was in harm's way, but at least I was in my vehicle and I was rolling. But this one, I woke up in the morning, I heard a lot of helicopters, didn't think much of it, didn't know what it was, it's not my area, and then suddenly I noticed the helicopters are getting closer and closer, louder and louder, and everything's getting smoky. But fortunately, these boys out west know how to deal with these things pretty quickly, and fortunately, they dealt with it, all was well. So with that out of the way, I was eager to head down to this location, because I had never heard of somebody with actual that day footage. You know what I mean? Like, we just had an event, it just happened, lots of people saw it, and there's tons of damage. So I headed south down towards the border. I'm not going to give out the exact location because these people asked me not to. They were incredibly reluctant to talk to a white man whatsoever at all, but one of them did. And I couldn't get him to speak on camera because he didn't want to get in trouble with his tribe. But I'm going to show you a few things, and you'll be able to figure it out if you're good at researching. But the damage that I'm going to show you is pretty much irrefutable, depending on, you know, where you stand on this entire topic. So here we go. So as soon as I arrive in the area, I start asking around. Now, this area is not on the beaten path. The first thing I see is this blown out Heisenberg looking heavily damaged school bus thing. I don't even know what it was. But the more I kept asking people, the more people kept turning me away. And I'm thinking to myself, I was told to come here. Like, where's the dude that's going to explain the story? Where's the area that was affected? It was kind of bumming me out. And everywhere I went in the truck, I realized that somebody on an ATV or a side-by-side or a vehicle was following me. So I decided to go on two wheels instead. So I broke out the mountain bike. Now, I sped this up because it's a lot of footage, but this road isn't used by anybody except for the very few people that live on this road. This road's all overgrown, etc., and it doesn't go anywhere. It's just one of the curious little byways in California that have just been basically deserted by the state for whatever reason. So finally, after being there for over 2 days, somebody makes contact with me, finally, and they point me in the right direction, and this is it. This is a by road. This is a two-lane road in California, and as you can see, nobody uses it. But apparently, the problem was this fence right here on the left. Something kept ripping the fence down, and it was allowing bears to flood into the area, etc., and apparently it was causing a great deal of havoc. Because to the left, on the other side of the fence, is an Indian, Native American burial ground. Now, again, I've got about 10% Blackfoot Indian in me. So if I call them Indians, take a break, relax, have a cup of coffee, okay? Let's chill. It's 2024. At any rate, so these guys go out here, apparently, and they make repairs to the fence, and they make it stronger. And they go out there and they start fooling around with some certain stuff for whatever reason that apparently drew in either one or two Bigfoots. And these things absolutely freaked out, apparently. And these people are afraid to come out of their houses. They said they let a couple of shots off to scare the things away. And that just caused them to start ripping down trees like it was an earthquake. And I'm thinking, well, this is a great story, but I mean, is there any evidence of this whatsoever at all? And they said, go straight down this road right here, and you can't miss it. Because all the trees are snapped off, ripped out of the ground, or twisted off at about 10 foot tall. And these are large, large trees, as you will see.
Guess it did have a fit, huh? Ripped down the fence and everything, you know, just like he said. Wow. Wow. I mean, that is 10 feet off the ground, and all the snaps are like that. And some of these trees are just straight pushed over. As you can see, there's no damage. It wasn't a windstorm. Wow. That is crazy. I thought he was pulling my leg, to be honest. Just figured they were having a little fun with the white boy, you know? I wonder what would cause it to do that. I mean, you can look around. You can see that it's obviously not wind damage. You know what I mean? Because it's on both sides. And it took out a chain link fence. Wind does not take out chain link fences. Shoot, I got a really weird feeling somebody's watching me.
Okay, so I found my notes from when I met this guy, because this happened in June of 2024. And the road that I'm riding down on my mountain bike, there are three residences that I could see. And every one of them had a large, you know, 10, 12 foot tall totem pole. And I asked the guy about the totem poles, and he said, you know, there's a Native American burial site in this area. This was a very, very active area for, you know, bears and other things. And he didn't want to get into the other things. He said, but we do spiritual cleansings, things of that nature. And usually everything went really well until not too long ago, something kept ripping a hole through the fence, through the chain link fence. And that was allowing the black bears to come through, because maybe you did or maybe you didn't notice, but there's a lot of blackberry bushes on this road. And the bears just absolutely wreak havoc. They went and repaired the fence. The fence was torn again. They went back and reinforced it. And for whatever reason, that set off, he said, from 3 o'clock in the morning till about 5 o'clock in the morning, 2 hours of what sounded like women screaming and wild boar grunting type noises. He didn't mention monkeys. He didn't mention apes. He mentioned women screaming and trees just being thrown and ripped about. He said it sounded like two really large drunk teenagers running through the woods back and forth, having the time of their life. He said, and the entire time his family were praying to their ancestors to help them cleanse this area of this. And as you can see, this thing ripped down an entire chain link fence like a Mack truck. You know what I mean? It mangled it and left it laying on the ground. And like I said, I'm riding a good 200 to 300 feet, a football field, and that's how much damage. It looks like, in some places, it looks like a bulldozer just ran right through the woods. And in other places, there's just 10-foot tall trees twisted and snapped off way up, 10 feet off the ground, all the way down the line. It was really, really crazy. And he told me the story before I saw the area, and he wouldn't go to the area with me, which bummed me out, because he said that nobody in the area wanted anyone to know about this, but he did, because he thought it mattered. So I'm not showing any street signs. You could figure it out. It's not, you know, the hardest thing in the world. But I'll tell you what, the residents that live there are not very welcoming whatsoever at all. They don't want you in there. This entire road has been completely forgotten by the state of California, and yet they still have to pay taxes, I'm guessing, to live there. You know what I'm saying? But it was a trip, an absolute trip, and I didn't want to forget about this. And the other thing is, when I looked this area up on the map, I was not even 5 miles away from where I recorded that crazy, crazy scream, howl, weird thing that I caught in the redwoods. I was not even 5 miles away.
And here we go. Those are either coyotes or wolves. That's the second siren I heard today. Whatever is howling is creepy. Creepy AF.
You
See, that shit don't make any sense. Those are just snapped off. It is very dark in them woods. Sunny as can be and dark as hell in there. Don't have a phenomenal feeling standing here, because something could be standing right there and you'd never see it in a million years. Oh, yeah. Something went on a rampage, started snapping trees.
So there's the story, there's the video evidence. I have no reason to lie. They certainly have no reason to lie. And where I showed you the chain link fence just ripped apart, laying on the ground and all the trees on top of it, that's a dead end. So whatever is on the other side of that fence, or whatever was on the other side of the fence that used to be there, wasn't too happy with them repairing the hole in the fence for whatever reason. At any rate, if you enjoyed this video, make sure you hit that like, share, and subscribe. Leave a comment below, and I will return the favor. I am out.